RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Director of United Nations Information Center UNIC Indonesia invite people to unify differences. Indonesia and Georgia hold prehistoric heritage fair. And now the news in detail. Director of the United Nations Information Center UNIC Indonesia Eshila Maravaniaka on Tuesday in Jakarta invited Indonesian people to work together to solve the world's challenges. It was stated by Eshila in commemorating the 72nd United Nations Day 2017. Eshila said that the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in his remarks stated that currently the world faces many challenges including conflict, inequality, extreme weather and deadly intolerance. Eshila said that the only way can be done to face such challenges is to unify all differences and achieve human dignity for all.
And if we want to make sure we address these challenges, we also have to transcend our differences. So that is the only way we can be able then to address all these challenges that we are meeting, that we're seeing, that are happening in the world at the moment.
Furthermore, Director of the United Nations Information Center or UNIC Indonesia, Eshila Maravaniaka, said that Indonesia has conducted a comprehensive measures to ensure that the sustainable development goals can be achieved in accordance with the target. She mentioned that Indonesia has launched presidential decree which shows its focus to achieve such goals. Indonesia even has SDGs Secretariat Office to ensure that all levels of communities can be involved in and enjoy the development together. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi stated that Indonesia is still waiting for the U.S. explanation regarding the rejection of TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantyo entering the United States, even though the TNI Commander was officially invited to attend the Asia-Pacific Commander meeting. It was delivered by Minister Retno Marsudi during a press conference at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta on Tuesday, 24th of October.
Kita juga masih memerlukan adanya penjelasan.
Hopefully we will hear an explanation from them very soon. We are expecting a communication between General Dunford and General Gatot.
Komunikasi langsung dari General Dunford kepada General Gatot.
Minister Retno Marsudi said that the foreign ministry had also summoned U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Erin Elizabeth McKee, to confirm the rejection. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador emphasized that the relationship between Indonesia and the United States is very important as a bilateral cooperation partner.
They had confirmed the important relations between Indonesia and the U.S. The U.S. see Indonesia as an important partner. they stated regret and apologies. They said the restriction was already removed and they welcomed General Gatot Nurmantyo to visit the U.S.
Mereka menyampaikan bahwa restriksi tersebut sudah tidak ada dan mereka sangat menyambut baik General Gatot untuk berkunjung ke Amerika.
TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantyo was denied entry to the United States prior to take off from Soekarno-Hatta Airport on Saturday, 21st of October. A number of developing countries currently promoting new and renewable energy through nuclear power energy. Indonesia is expected to imitate other countries in order to develop new and renewable energy, such as nuclear energy, that is beneficial to keep national energy resilience. It was said by Executive Director of Indonesia Center for Energy and Strategic Resources, Prima Agustini, after Tech Talk public discussion about national gas and oil industry, fuel or raw material at Habibie Center in Jakarta on Monday afternoon, 23rd of October to Voice of Indonesia.
Nah, kita ini mikir terus, tapi belum terimplementasikan karena mungkin secara sosiologis
Indonesia keeps considering to develop new and renewable energy, but it has not been implemented yet because people are not ready sociologically. It means they need education. Actually, the new and renewable energy can be diversified. However, it requires a lot of preparation. Government, people, and industries must be ready. For instance, if Indonesia imports no more oil and gas, it results to the distribution business. If we use nuclear, what about diesel fuel? It means people must accept other industries which have better and more multiplier effect.
Meanwhile, Chairman of Institute for Democracy, Science and Technology, Ilham Habibie, said alternative oil and gas in Indonesia are not followed by the invention of new oil alternative. On the other hand, the growth of Indonesian population is getting increased, so it can boost the consumption of fuel oil every year. Ilham said it can bring imbalance of production and the consumption of oil and gas that made Indonesia become oil and gas importer since 2008. Ilham Habibie hope many national companies can find out solution and innovation of energy issues, oil and gas as well as mineral and coal in effort to increase the energy resilience and Indonesian economic growth. Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, in cooperation with the Embassy of Georgia in Jakarta, held a prehistoric heritage exhibition at the National Museum, Jakarta, on October 24 to 29, 2017. At a press conference held at the National Museum, Jakarta, on Tuesday, October 24, 2017, Georgian Ambassador to Indonesia, Zurab Alexaidze, explained this exhibition is a form of cultural diplomacy between the two countries that raises the similarity and important role of both countries in the field of human evolution.
Globalization, they are looking something common between the countries. And so we found that this prehistoric heritage can be something connecting the two countries, having joint exhibition, highlighting the importance and the role of our contribution and of human evolution.
Ambassador Zurab Alexaidze further explained it is the first time the Indonesian National Museum, in cooperation with the Georgian National Museum, on the same occasion, Director General of Culture, Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, said in the future, both countries will conduct various cooperation in the field of culture. The cooperation such as in the form of exchange of students and artists as well as joint research. In the prehistoric heritage exhibition, Georgia exhibited 5 Homo erectus fossil replicas found at Dmanisi, Georgia. Indonesia also exhibited materials from hominid sites in Indonesia, such as Sangiran, Trinil, Ngandong, and Mojokerto, after the exhibition was held in Indonesia. In Georgia, will be held similar exhibition by exhibiting a collection from the Indonesian National Museum. Georgia has the Dmanisi site, which is the main site in ASEAN front region, which is related closely to the existence of Homo erectus migration from Africa in 1.8 million years ago, while Indonesia has Sangiran, Trinil, Ngandong, and Mojokerto site, which also have Homo erectus fossil. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The 8th Science Film Festival SFF is to organize in 38 cities in Indonesia. The SFF makes science more attractive for children by picking good pictures and interesting music so that it can stimulate children to love science. This was told by the Deputy Rector for Academic and Student Affairs, Paramadina University, Toto A. Sufianto, EDD, at a press conference at the Science Film Festival at the Ministry of Education and Culture Center, Jakarta, on Tuesday, 24th of October.
Selain itu juga koleksi film, koleksi apa?
In addition, the film's collection, photo and graphics collection are mostly from Germany. It is very important for children because the stimulation for children to like science began from something beautiful. The cinema and trailer present with dynamic music. Science is not scary. Science is fun, and it is good for them as a beginning to get to know science further. Furthermore, Toto A. Sufianto also added that after getting to know the films about science, they will not be surprised to see the formulas in the future. The Science Film Festival theme, Anthropocene, will be held from 24th October to 23rd of November 2017. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has provided an alternative financing through PT Sarana Multi Infrastructure, SMI, for regions that wish to build regional infrastructure. Jokowi stated at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that in terms of financing, if there are regions that want to build a hospital and a market, they can borrow money from the state-owned infrastructure development founding company PT SMI, a multi-infrastructure development founding company. President conveyed this message at the event. The President of the Republic of Indonesia's direction to governors, district heads, and mayors of all Indonesia, attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla and the ministers of the Working Cabinet. He added the names Sri Mulyani Indrawati and Sarana Multi Infrastructure sound similar. Both are really long, and both have initial SMI. The president also assured that the loan through the company can be paid in installment through the regional budget, APBD. The last item, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has praised the Tulung Agung District Government in East Java for using village fund more appropriately. The president told governors, district heads, and mayors from across Indonesia at the State Palace on Tuesday that with the fund, Tulung Agung District could build roads with a total length of 679 kilometers and bridges with a total length of 1,675 meters in 3 years after the village fund is disbursed. As people may know, the government has channeled 127 trillion rupiah in village funds in the past 3 years. The president also praised Jembrana district in Bali province, which is ranked second for the proper use of village fund. The district was able to build roads with a total length of 129 kilometers, 8 bridges, and 4 markets using the fund. The head of state also praised regions for their highest absorption of regional budget APBD. The regions include Pariaman Municipality, Tasikmalaya District, Garut District, Baru District, and Ciamis District. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Director of United Nations Information Center, UNIC Indonesia, invite people to unify differences. Indonesia and Georgia hold Prehistoric Heritage Fair. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled LDP's Win Abe's Victory. Unlike previous estimates, in an early election in Japan on Sunday, October 22nd, the LDP and its coalition partners won a majority of the votes with at least 312 out of 465 parliamentary seats. Thus, Shinzo Abe's way to occupy the post of Prime Minister of Japan until 2021 will be smooth. Originally, due to some problems, it was estimated that the LDP would lose many seats and no longer control the majority. When planning for an early election some time ago, Abe risked his future in Japanese politics because if the LDP loses, Abe must immediately leave the prime minister seat to be filled by the leader of the opposition party. At the time, Abe's powerful challenger was Yuriko Koike, a former governor of Tokyo who had once been Abe's political partner. Koike then led the Hope Party, but its popularity declined in the campaign period. Abe's stern attitude towards North Korea appears to be an important factor that prompted Japanese to vote for the LDP. Abe was shrewd to exploit the North Korea power show, which is thought can threaten Japan's sovereignty at any time. The Japanese people are generally less amenable to Abe's plan to amend the constitution that combines the Japanese military from a defense force to a more active military. But like this victory and strong support for his coalition partners, Abe is likely to complete his plan to amend the constitution in addition to being the longest-serving Japanese prime minister. Abe can also continue to pursue his harsh policy towards North Korea, to be close to Washington and implement a loose policy on the economy. Hopefully, with Abe's victory, the positive things he has done with many countries including Indonesia are maintained. Japan's partnership with its neighbors, including with the Southeast Asian region, could increase as Abe easily overcomes parliamentary obstacles. What is difficult is to guess the thinking of the leader of his neighbor, North Korea. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past, as recorded in history. We begin with an event which occurred on October 25, 1945. Allied forces landed 6,000 personnel in Surabaya. On October 25, 1945, the Allied forces, led by Brigadier General Albertine Walter Sauten, AWS Malabi, landed 6,000 personnel at Tanjung Perak Port, Surabaya, East Java. The brigade is part of the 23rd Indian Division under the leadership of General D.C. Hawthorne. They were tasked with disarming the Japanese and rescuing Allied prisoners. People and the government of East Java under the leadership of the governor, R.M.T. Suryo, firstly reluctant to accept the arrival of the Allies. Then between the representatives of the Indonesian government and Brigadier General A.W.S. Malabi, held a meeting which resulted in agreement, among others, Britain promised to invite the Dutch armed forces. The agreement of cooperation between the two parties to ensure security and peace, and Britain disarmed the Japanese weapons. On October 26, 1945, the Allied forces broke the deal, proven to ambush the Kalisosok prison to free the Dutch prisoners. Listener, coming up next, Baghdad bombing, which occurred on October 25, 2009. The Baghdad bombing was one of the bombings carried out by terrorists in Baghdad, Iraq. The death toll reached 155 people and 721 wounded. The bombing started from exploding detonator bomb on two cars parked in the complex of the Ministry of Justice and the Baghdad Provincial Council. The bombs exploded quickly at 10:30 a.m. local time as people headed for work. Reportedly, the truck was equipped with a ton of explosives and the car carried 700 kilograms of explosives. The incident caused at least 155 people were killed and about 500 people injured. Let's end our regular of Today in History on October 25, 2010, the Mentawai Islands earthquake. In 2010, an earthquake in Mentawai Islands measuring 7.7 on the Richter scale occurred off the coast of Sumatra Island, Indonesia. The earthquake created a tsunami 3 to 10 meters high. The tsunami destroyed 77 villages, resulting in 509 deaths, 59 missing persons, and 173 were serious injuries. The damage caused by the tsunami was estimated to reach 125 billion rupiah. The tsunami also caused 15,353 residents to evacuate Mentawai. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today we'll invite you to talk about forest and land fire area lowering to 71.5%. Based on satellite image monitoring conducted by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry since January to September 2017, the area of forest and land fires are recorded at 124,903 hectares. This figure is far down to 71.5% compared to the year 2016, which was 438,360 hectares, and more significantly lower when compared to the year 2015, reached 2.61 million hectares. This was revealed by the Director of Fire and Forest Fire Control of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Raffles Panjaitan, escorted from the ministry's website on Sunday, October 22. Raffles moreover said, after the fire in 2015, the government began to prioritize prevention effort and perform early response before the crisis phase. Previously, the government took effort focusing on the occurrence of forest and land fire during the crisis phase.
In addition, the integration of the parties, both the central government, the regions, the Indonesian National Army, the police, the private sector, and the community in the handling of forest and land fires also reduced the incident of forest and land fire, especially in vulnerable areas. Raffles Panjaitan said, "The key to the successful of handling forest and land fire 2017 is not separated from the synergy and good cooperation between the parties, such as Mangala Agni, owned by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, National Disaster Management Agency, Regional Disaster Management Agency, TNI, the police, local government, private parties, community leaders, and other related parties." According to him, the synergy produces concrete results in the field. He added that although fires still occur in some areas, it does not cause widespread smoke impact and major losses such as the incident in 2015. Currently, there are several hotspots in Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Java, and Nusa Tenggara. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry are also proud that Indonesia's effort and achievements in suppressing fires have received a positive response from several neighboring countries during the 13th ASEAN Conference of the Parties, ASEAN Agreement on Transboundary Haze Pollution in Brunei Darussalam last September. Listener, that was the Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. Director of the United Nations Information Center UNIC Indonesia, Ashila Maravaniaka, on Tuesday in Jakarta, invited Indonesian people to work together to solve the world's challenges. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi stated that Indonesia is still waiting for the U.S. explanation regarding the rejection of TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantyo entering the United States, even though the TNI Commander was officially invited to attend the Asia-Pacific Commander meeting. A number of developing countries currently promoting new and renewable energy through nuclear power energy. Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, in cooperation with the Embassy of Georgia in Jakarta, held a prehistoric heritage exhibition at the National Museum, Jakarta, on October 24 to 29, 2017. The 8th Science Film Festival, or SFF, is to organize in 38 sites in Indonesia. The SFF makes science more attractive for children by picking good pictures and interesting music so that it can stimulate children to love science. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has provided an alternative financing through PT Sarana Multi Infrastructure, or SMI, for regions that wish to build regional infrastructure. And the last item, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has praised the Tulung Agung District Government in East Java for using village fund more appropriately. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to typical food from Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Central Java is well known with its typical food, which always arouses the appetite. Tourists who visited Kebumen always bring lanting, a traditional food, but another delicious and legend food from Kebumen which cannot be missed is penggel rice. Listeners, every dish of penggel rice is no different with rice dish in general. But the rice in penggel rice is formed round like tennis table ball. Because of that, the rice is named penggel, meaning round. One portion of penggel rice consists of 7 until 10 rounds. By containing of 7 until 10 rounds, this makes you satisfied. The rice with unique form is served on a banana leaf plate. One portion of penggel rice contains of rice and lodeh vegetable. And for the side dishes, it contains of meat or offal and tempeh mendoan. Listeners, unfortunately, penggel rice is difficult to be found. If any penggel rice is the third or the fourth generation of the family, they get received of the rice from generation to generation from their parents. This rice still becomes the favorite food of Kebumen people. To taste the typical food from Kebumen, you can come to Lengkongan Hamlet, Kebulusan Village, Pejagoan Subdistrict, Kebumen Regency, Central Java Province. Every morning starting at 5:30 local time, penggel rice vendors gather at Soka Street around 2 km from Kebumen Square. Listeners, if you are culinary lover, please visit Kebumen Central Java Province and try penggel rice. One portion of the rice is only 15,000 until 20,000 rupiah. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is makan pagi, or in English, breakfast. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today, and I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Makan pagi. makan pagi. In English, breakfast. Ingin, ingin. In English, to want. Hari ini, hari ini. Today. Kenapa, kenapa. In English, why. Sakit, sakit. In English, sick. Tidak, tidak. In English, no. Malas, malas. In English, lazy. Ibu or mama, ibu or mama. In English, mother. Tidak boleh, tidak boleh. In English, may not. Makan, makan. In English, to eat. Penyakit, penyakit. In English, disease. Membuatkan, membuatkan. In English, to make. Roti panggang, roti panggang. In English, toast bread. Untukmu, untukmu. In English, for you. Terima kasih, terima kasih. In English, thank you. Baik, baik. In English, all right. Next is a conversation about makan pagi, or in English, breakfast. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between mother and Dani. Mother, Dani, apa yang kamu inginkan untuk makan pagi? Dani, apa yang kamu inginkan untuk makan pagi? In English, Dani, what do you like to eat for breakfast? Dani, saya tidak ingin makan pagi hari ini, Bu. Saya tidak ingin makan pagi hari ini, Bu. In English, I do not want breakfast, Mom. Mother, kenapa? Apakah kamu sakit? Kenapa? Apakah kamu sakit? In English, why? Are you okay? Dani, tidak, Bu, hanya tidak ingin makan pagi. Tidak, Bu, hanya tidak ingin makan pagi. In English, I'm okay, just do not want to breakfast. Mother, tidak boleh begitu, nak. Tidak boleh begitu, nak. In English, no, dear. Kamu harus makan agar tidak mudah sakit. Kamu harus makan agar tidak mudah sakit. You have to eat to be healthy. Ibu buatkan roti panggang ya. Ibu buatkan roti panggang ya. In English, I will make toast bread for you, okay? Dani, baik Bu, terima kasih. Baik Bu, terima kasih. In English, alright Mom, thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until next week with other topics, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the regular music corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today we'll present Indonesian popular song by Sami Simorangkir. Happy listening.
Ingin rasanya melihatmu mampu bertahan bersama diriku. Walaupun akhirnya kau telah pupuskan cintaku dengan bersamanya. Tak pernah ku bayangkan
kau sanggup tinggalkan diriku. Ini aku berdiri untuk hadapi segala pahit di hati. Coba untuk tenangkan hati dan akhiri pedih, lepaskan beban ini. Meskipun kini aku sendiri, namun aku kembali. Lelah rasanya hati, lelah untuk disakiti, namun telah ku jalani. Ingin ku berlalu mengejar cintaku dan mencoba untuk bertahan bersama mimpiku. Tak pernah terbayangkan ku harus lupakan semua cerita ini. Ini aku berdiri untuk hadapi segala pahit di hati. Coba untuk menangkan hati dan akhiri pedih, lepaskan beban ini. Meskipun kini aku sendiri, namun aku kembali. Mungkin sudah saatnya
The song entitled Aku Kembali was just dedicated by Sami Simorangkir. The name Sami Simorangkir has been known in the Indonesian music industry. The man whose full name is Hendra Samuel Simorangkir was known as the former vocalist of the Krispati Band. Previously, Sami participated in a singing contest of an Indonesian private television station. In the event, Sami enlisted by the name of Hendra Samuel. However, Sami chose to resign because they preferred to follow the World Cyber Games 2004 in the United States. From the World Cyber Games 2004, Sami Simorangkir joined Krispati Band. Not just joined in the band as vocalist, Sami Simorangkir then became an icon for Krispati. His vocal has a strong character and he is able to play emotions of the music lovers. Along with Krispati, Sami Morangkir released 4 albums until 2009. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kaulah Segalanya by Sami Simorangkir. Happy listening.
Mungkin hanya Tuhan yang tahu segalanya. Apa yang ku inginkan di saat-saat ini, kau takkan percaya. Kau selalu di hati. Haruskah ku menangis untuk mengatakan yang sesungguhnya? Kau segalanya untukku, kau curahan hati ini. Tak mungkin ku melupakanmu, tiada lagi yang ku harap, hanya kau seorang. Oh, kau takkan percaya. Kau selalu di hati. Haruskah ku menangis untuk mengatakan yang sesungguhnya? Segalanya untukku, kaulah curahan hati ini. Tak mungkin ku melupakanmu, tiada lagi yang ku harap, hanya kau seorang.
The song Kaulah Segalanya was a collaboration of Sami Simorangkir and Dian Pramanaputra. The year 2010 was the end of Sami's career with Chris Patti. At that time, Sami involved in drug cases, so he was fired from Chris Patti. For 6 months, Sami underwent a rehabilitation process in Lido Sukabumi. The rehabilitation actually did not make Sami slump. He then awakened his spirit to run a new life. In fact, Sami brought moral support to other celebrities who were involved in drug cases. Completed with rehabilitation, Sami Simorangkir often contributed his performances in various church services. However, Sami has no intention to turn into a spiritual music like his sister, Sari Simorangkir. In 2012, Sami Simorangkir back to the Indonesian music world as a soloist by releasing an album entitled Aku Kembali contain 13 songs. The album was re-released with the title of Aku Kembali in 2013. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tulang Rusuk and Kau Seputih Melati by Sami Simorangkir. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Dalam ikatan suci, kau tulang rusuk yang ku nantikan, keindahan yang tak terlukiskan. Ku bangga menikahimu, jadikan engkau istriku. Kau jawaban Tuhan dalam setiap doaku. Kau jawaban Tuhan yang menjadi nyata. Ku kan menjagamu sampai nafasku berhenti. Ku akan setia selalu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.